So welcome, everybody. We're going to begin learning. I've always had a dream to give Shalom Bayis Shurim. In the past, we've given based on the Parsha. But about 15 years ago, I picked up the Sefer V'yadata Ki Shalom O'alecha in somewhere. I'll tell you where I got it. I got it in Eretz Yisrael. And when I read it, I was blown away by it. I read it in one day. And I was blown away by the ideas and by Reb Chaim Friedlander, who wrote the Sifsei Chaim. You know, I'm always blown away by his machshava stuff, and here was no different. And it all of a sudden, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it after that. Because look, it's a very little, like it's a pamphlet. It's not like meant to be. It was somewhere in my study. All right, there it goes. So there goes the dream. So what happened? I was just in Eretz Yisrael visiting my kids, and I'm in Manny's, and there it is again. I found it again. I'm like, okay, let me get it. And boom, I put it. But it's such a small safer, never made it home. All right, so I said, there goes that dream again. So Hashem didn't want me to do it, but hilariously, I was walking home from shul last week, and somebody had called me to give the shurim again on Shalom Bayis. That's who we're dedicating the shurim to. It's going to be dedicated to Chana Bela Bas Moshe. And he asked me to give it. So I asked somebody else on the way home from shul. I said, should I give the shurim again? And he said, yes, it's very important. But he says, maybe we should just learn a sefer. So I'm like, it's funny. I would love to learn the sefer. I picked it up from Eretz Yisrael, but I can't seem to find it because it's always been my dream to give shurim from the sefer. And as Hashgacha Pratis would be, I just happened to be going for another Sefer, and when I picked it up, it was just sitting there waiting for me. And I hadn't seen the Sefer in, must be 10 years, sitting in my study somewhere, and here it is. So Hashem wanted me to teach the Sefer at this particular time, and this is why we're going to learn it. Hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn. There's been a lot of interest. You know, I don't know about the topic, Shalom Bayis, these days is very interesting. And people have been WhatsApping me, you know, are you going to record the shirim? So I'm thinking about just recording the shirim and leaving the tape, you know, like in the olden days, leaving a tape and having people come with the tape. No, but hopefully we'll have a nice olim, because I think it's important to have an interaction with it. And it's not just about hearing the information. It's about living it. It's about thinking about it. And by way of introduction, let's speak a little bit about who Chaim Friedlander was. He was the Mashkiach in Panovich. His Sfarim, the Sifsei Chaim, are world-renowned in two areas, in particular in the Moadim. I remember as a Bacher learning them, and it changed my whole gestalt towards Yom Tif. And also on Nidos, he has some fantastic Sfarim. I didn't know this, but if you read the Haskama, which we're not going to read inside, but he has one Haskama in the Sefer. It's Rav Shach, because he was the Mashkiach in Panovich, so Rav Shach is the Rosh Yeshiva. And Rav Shach was something, I didn't know this, but apparently, it says here, that I don't know when the Sefer was written. It says in the introduction that it was written in Brooklyn in Tavshin Samach Tes, but that's not Shaykh, because he passed away in 1986. And so it's not Shaykh that that's the case. Anyway, so what it says in the Sefer was that Rav Shach is giving us Haskama to him, that he apparently had been very sick, and he went to New York, he went to America, because he was sick, and when he went to America because he was sick, he wrote this Sefer while he was recuperating and while he was there. And apparently he didn't die at such an old age, he died in his 60s. And this Sefer was written in his while he was in America recuperating from this. So Rav Shach gives him a bracha that b'schus people learning this Sefer, you know, it should be Refu Shalema. So we'll change it a little bit, and b'schus learning this Sefer from Rav Friedlander, that he will have a neshama. The neshama should have an Eloi neshama, and that should be our school. So we're learning to dedicate for one, for the person who asked me to give this year, which is for his mother, for Chana Bela Bas Moshe, and also for an Eloi neshama for Chaim Friedlander. So that's in terms of the Haskama, and just how the Sefer was written. In terms of the Hakdama, we're going to learn a little bit of the Hakdama, and then we're going to get into the Sefer of Yosef Shem next week. But the Hakdama is really fascinating. And you know, Shalom Bayis is a topic that you hear a lot about before you get married. And I've quoted this mashal a lot, but before I was a teacher, I went to all these Israeli classes to learn about education, and I got a master's in education. And we learned a lot about educational theory and about, you know, how to teach Chumash. And not one thing I learned in those classes had any ramifications on me as a teacher later on. Because to learn something before you do it is like you have no idea about what's going to be the life experience. It's kind of like, you know, they talk to you about being a parent and you read all these parenting books and now you're going to get three kids bathed in under 10 minutes before Shabbos. Nobody talks about, like, what do you do at that particular moment? So it's critical that once you are in that matzav to reflect and pause and think about it. And, you know, that's why, you know, so this Sefer is, you know, he writes in his Hakdama, on the first page of Hakdama, which you have in front of you, which I'm not going to read inside, he writes about the notion and the idea that, yes, it's important to learn about before you get into marriage, but after you get into marriage, you don't realize what it's about. It's very important to refocus on Shalom Bayis, and there's been a ton of work. So we're going to pick it up from Vav, which you'll see when you copy it turns over the wrong way. I think that was unintentional almost. I didn't do it intentionally, but it's like almost a little bit easier. So by Vav here, he just speaks about the top paragraphs, and we'll get very heavy into the second paragraph. That's where it's going to be critical. He says, "V'adai efshe lahasig ladas roev hadvarim shenemru kan." One could understand everything written here, achrei alin, but that anything here. It's kind of like Mesillas Yesharim says in Akdama, everything in the Sefer is going to be obvious. There's not going to be any great chidushim, although there is going to be chidushim in the Lamdas and how we got there from the Makaris. But in the actual learning, that nothing here is of such profound ideas, achrei alin, hein min nesionis min achshonis, from the tests or the failures, vehein min hatzlachas b'meshech hashanim, from the successes. Mishun ein chachim kibal anisayin. There's nobody smart as somebody who is engaged in some sort of test. But then he writes the following: V'gam machmas ein adam omid al divrei Torah elam kein nichshu. A person is not going to be able to stand up to Torah unless he fails in them. And then he writes in parentheses something so funny. It was like almost comical about a person who constantly repeats the same mistakes. L'tzareinu ra'inu k'silim. We see these fools. Shegam minisayin v'kishalon emlom. They don't learn from their mistakes. Meaning a smart person learns from mistakes. Rabbi Hertzberg, who just passed away, and Rabbi Kamenetsky just wrote in his... you know, they're asking people to write on their memories of Rabbi Hertzberg for the dinner coming up. I have to go give some money also, I forgot. Anyway, so Rabbi Kamenetsky, what do you hear from Rabbi Hertzberg? That a bad principal makes 100 mistakes every day. A good principal makes 100 new mistakes every day. Meaning, it's okay to make a mistake. And everybody in this area is going to make a mistake. But if you don't learn, kekelev shev al kio ksil shein abav loso, you're like a dog going back to his excrement. The way to be successful is to prepare in the beginning. You have to understand the difficulties that are going to come up originally. So you have to understand all the situations that are going to arise in order to prepare for them. Married men, we know the issues that are there. Everybody has their own unique issues. Nobody has a perfect marriage. The first question I ask a guy after he's married 6 months, if I gave him custom classes, I said, "What's your big fight about?" Right? There's always three areas that the fights are about. It's classic. But again, we're not, that's really just the framework of why it's important. And then he says, why in this era, we're going to spend a lot of time in this paragraph, why in this era is it critical to learn about Shalom Bayis? In this paragraph, I saw this, and you see this in terms of Shalom Bayis, and you see this in terms of raising children, and really it's all one of the same. You see this in almost every area of life, and that's why this is critical to learn the Sefer. And it's fascinating, as you read this paragraph, that's also written sometime before 1986. Because he's going to talk about the world the way it was then, and obviously the world has changed dramatically in the last 23 years. Good, there's my math for you. I forget how old I am. In 33 years, thank you, there you go, 33 years. 1986, I was in 8th grade. In this show, a couple of years ago, you guys alive? The mess won the World Series. Mayom meyomayim. What's today? Why today are there so many shirim on Shalom Bayis? Why did so many people WhatsApp me? You know, are there going to be recordings of this thing? Ketzad livnos beis naman b'Yisrael. How to build the beis naman? Asher b'daros she'avru lo shamanu nagim ken. Apparently, when I was growing up, nobody was talking about Shalom Bayis. It wasn't like a popular topic, but today it is. Misper tshuv nesiyesh l'nadavr. There are many answers. He's going to give three. And we're going to spend time on each of these three because before we begin developing, you have to understand what the challenges are. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's life, right? What's the problem? Then does number one, Tzirei Dorenu, and this he said in 1986 or 85, Lo Avru Es Akashu. They never had many challenges, right? This is somebody writing post-World War II. And for the children of the 80s, me, we didn't have any growth. We didn't have any challenges. Like they had in the previous generations. Oh, Shnei Doros. What? He was the Mashkiach in Panovich. Sifsei Chaim. So he grew up in Poland and then emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, where he became the Mashkiach in Panovich. So they never had these challenges. Lachein, Einam Chazakim Kolkach Lehizgonein Bifnei Matzavim Kash. They don't know how to have what they call resilience. They don't have resilience. What's the most important quality you can give to somebody? Resilience. Unfortunately, resilience only comes when you're stuck with challenges when you're young and you can overcome them. I had a math teacher, my 11th grade math teacher. I'll never forget this as long as I live. She's a mother of a Talmud Chacham. Her son's a big Talmud. I can quote her. Mrs. Greenwald. Olive Shalom. Mrs. Greenwald said, Shai Greenwald's mother, he's a Rebbe in Yishrei Leif. She said, I tell every parent that when their kids are young, that they should give their kids a math problem that they can't solve. It shouldn't be that they can get hundreds on everything. Because if they think they can do well on everything, then there's no built-in resilience that you're giving them. Every problem, okay, boom, fill it out. Weiter. You have to be able to work hard and to struggle through something. Otherwise, you never learn this concept of resilience. And in life, fortunately, the times that people are living in the 80s, were easy times. Kal v'chomer, even more so today. Bizmanenu, kasher akol mischadesh, u'misrachiv v'mihir. Today, that everything is so fast, right? In the 80s, this is before we had remote controls. Horgul b'nei adam levakesh, shegama pitar lematzav lo tov, yasem hiris. We think that just solutions, just solve them up, just do it quickly. Because they don't have that resilience. V'lachein enem rotzim lechoz b'midas ha-savlonis. They don't want to work with the concept of patience. I was just talking to somebody, I don't want to give away who it was, and they used to run a freshman Shabbaton, a freshman retreat for their girls' school, right? But they said they were talking about running it for next year, and all the teachers and all of the staff said, we're not running it again. Why not? Because with girls of that age, there's so much anxiety revolved around who they're going to sleep with, and how they're going to dress, and all of the, I don't even know, because I work with boys who don't have this sense, but all the girls have this tremendous anxiety in terms of preparation, and who they're sleeping with, and who they're going to hang out with, as they can't do it. So, they're right. You know, it is going to be a very difficult weekend. But every time you give up an opportunity to go through something, a struggle, you're giving up an opportunity for a kid to learn resilience. Right, it's weird. Right, so the resilience factor again. This is important that we have Eric. You should know that Dr. Pollack is a therapist, and this is, this is. What? and
I should have shown my office
on the way out. You could go. It's right across the street. Hours or whatever. Anyway, so but the point is that this notion of resilience is so lost. Naturally, that we're scared to give it artificially and create those opportunities. And like, it's okay not to have solutions, b'mehiris. The first speech I ever heard from Rabbi Kamenetsky, I was a boy in BMT, and Rabbi Kamenetsky was in Gross. And he got up and he was speaking about the microwave Jew. Not Vinnie Johnson, but the microwave Jew. What's, because at the time, you have to know, in the 80s, we didn't have microwaves, in the early 80s. So what happened? You came home from school, and your parents had to put stuff in the oven, and it took like 30 minutes to heat up the leftovers. The whole idea is you put in the microwave. I've said this before. Same thing. The idea of the microwave is chick, chock, and finished. But you're not learning resilience.
But how long is the microwave? When you heat up food in the microwave, how long does it
stay? Oh, very good. It stays hot and fresh. So that's number one. That's problem number one. So in this door, when Shalom Bayis challenges, you need to have resilience. That's very difficult. Number two, Ruach HaMuteres HaOlami, the spirit of the world, Asher L'Da'avenu Hishtalet Gam B'Sochenu, which we are part of, Garm L'Zeh Shekulam Chafatzim Rak Petronos Kalam. We just want simple solutions, superficial solutions. We don't have the ability to like dig deep. We're not so comfortable in a not sweet situation. This is so important. We don't have the patience of the zitzfleisch to sit through some existential angst. Like, there's going to be fights. And so what happens when there's a fight? So like nobody wants to be uncomfortable, so they don't want to fight through the pain and just like either give in, which kind of like creates a pit in the marriage because you're not really saying what you feel. Or you're just like, you're not going to deal with it. You just like retreat. You know, what do men naturally do? Men are from Mars. Where do we go? We go into our caves. So, because you don't want to deal with it. We don't have the ability to wait and be patient for the solution to be solved over time. But we want, you know, to be done. Quick fix, but a superficial quick fix. You know, kind of like, you know, when I was a kid, I'll never forget, 1993, we had a dumb argument. But it was one of the great dumb arguments of all time. Something you can't appreciate. It was a kid's birthday. And we all came back from Eretz Yisrael, so we all got together for a big birthday party. And the argument was, what color jersey, what game did such and such happen in? And the arguments back and forth, and everybody was daring as to when it could have been. Could it have been this game? Could it have been that game? And I remember, like, there was so much fun we were having. We were engaging in this dialogue. But today, how would that story end? When did that happen? Hold on, I'll put it on, I'll go look it up. And it's over, because you don't have that ability to like dig deep and to go through something on a real level. Shabbos. Now, again, what?
Shabbos.
Shabbos you do. So Shabbos you can have those arguments, right? But those arguments are good. They're healthy. It's like, and I'm not talking about real arguments. But even by real arguments are good. It's okay to like have dialogue where you're uncomfortable. That's okay. And because of the way the world, it's so funny, right? Again, he writes this in the 80s, where today this is like, we don't want to live with any depth. We want quick solutions to all of our problems. You know, if you don't know what to do, you Google it, right? You scroll through it. So that's challenge number two, which penetrates a marriage and makes it very difficult to be able to fix, because it requires patience. And number three, see, I'm getting old. Imzug tsa'ir mekabel kol tov mugash al gabi karas kesef. If everything is given to you on a silver platter, it creates what's called entitlement. So this is important we're giving the shir in the five towns. And he writes in parentheses, it took me like 5 minutes to figure out that word. Let's see if you can figure out what that word is.
Egos.
Egoism. It took me a long time to figure that out. Good for you, Sam.
Egoism.
Right, it creates an ego, meaning if this notion of everything being handed to you on a silver platter, and it creates a certain sense of entitlement. Again, in the 80s, that limits your ability to try to benefit somebody else, because you're not in it for what's in it for Yemen, but rather you're in it for what's in it for you. Ish im bazugo, v'ish im bazugo, each one with the other one. And it gives you the inability to give it. And I'll share with you something that I heard from I think it was Mrs. Kabanetsky. I might be quoting it wrong, but I saw it in a paper a long time ago. The idea is like, it used to be when you went to a shoe store, this goes back many years ago, you would buy plain shoes, right? And then you would design the shoe the way you liked it, right? Today, there's a new shoe released exactly to the specification, exactly what you wish. Not that you could build your own shoe online. You could build your own sneaker online, right? Meaning, I can have everything exactly the way I want in the Welt. So why shouldn't it be that way in the most important thing, in my marriage, in my family? So it's there's a sense... What's that? Yeah, because that it's not going exactly the way I want, because that's the way the world is. That's what, you know, consumerism, you know, it goes back to the Industrial Revolution, right? Again, I don't want to get historical here, but a wonderful share from somebody I can't name that I heard from somebody a long time ago that originally there was the Industrial Revolution. They created a lot of stuff. They created a lot of stuff.
Ran out of storage, apparently.
They created a lot of stuff. It's fine. It's Siyata Dishmaya. They created a lot of stuff. And then they had to figure out what to do with all that stuff. So what did they do with all that stuff? It was in the warehouses. So what they do? They started marketing it so people could get exactly what they want. So they created a want. They created a need from a want through marketing. Genius. But now everything we want, we can get, right? So if everything we want, we can get exactly to our specifications. That's the way there's a sense of entitlement. Lachain, matimim ele nitzracha bizman hazeh, hadracha lefnei nisuin. Therefore, he says, that's why we need a lot of hadracha before marriage. V'hanisayon, in this taste, hereshe b'shem izbarach, himivya harbe toalas. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of toalas from this. So that's the challenge. He points out the three major challenges. So I think that resonates with everybody here. Again, I think he was way ahead of his time. He wrote this, come on, guys, the man, over 35 years ago, let's assume, right? 35 years ago. And today the world has changed dramatically with your kids and with your wives. Everybody sees this. And this is true. So I just want to lay out the problems. And we'll read one more paragraph. I like to go 25 minutes. I don't know why that's the amount. I guess it's one television show, right? It's attention span. So why did he publish this? Iker Mataras had passes a country. Why did he publish this? Laharos is a drachim to show Eichi Chanecha Adam Es Atzma. How can we mechanic ourselves? It's a trick. Shalom bias is just a trick for character development. Because Shalom bias, the first problem in Shalom bias is you're like, hey, how come she's not coming to the Shia? You know, like, no, that's not what Shalom bias is about. Shalom bias is about character development, figuring out a way for you to become a better person. Likros chavas hana'ali, to raise yourself up, l'chon in Shalom bias, to create the Shalom bias. Hainu, habayis hamushlum, which is complete. But then he writes, there's no ein litzapos kikan nimsa tsruor shel etzes tovus. This is not Google, where there's a machlokas in your house. Yes, type into Google, what's the way to solve this problem? And the problem is solved. That's not what the Sefer is about. Imazug lo yishtave b'davar min advar menoga lehem, yasu kachav. Like, oh, it's a how-to book. If this happens, do this. That's going to make it better. We have to know. Kirov hakashim be'inyon shalom bayis. Everything in shalom bayis, novim mitoch tivo shalom, all comes out of the character development of a person. Midosav utchunasav. It works with fixing and polishing your nature. It's important to recognize this, that the idea and the notion of what Shalom Bayis and the solution to Shalom Bayis, and this is written up in all the Hasidic Shesvarim, is not to try to figure out the kunz. It's not a kunz. Like, you know, so when the defense is playing like this, this is the way to attack that defense with a 2-1-2 offense versus a 1-3-1 defense. It's a character development, how to understand who we are better to develop ourselves. And if one develops ourselves and focuses on who they are, then they have the ability to fix themselves. We'll do one more paragraph and then we'll call it a night. Yema Mirosh. Rov Rum Shalachyum Shven Ishli Ishto, Heni Nosan Amayel Samotzle Shenemru Ben Adam Machavir. All of that which works and which is important in Shalom Bayis is important between all ben adam l'chaver. Elakan ein rahim rak maila. Here, it's not just a good thing. Ela beged dechiyuv mutal mish. It's mamish. We're learning, you know, a sefer mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of shalom bayis, and this is how to accomplish that mitzvah. Kafish yuz berlahal. I could explain in a moment. V'meinu mameila osam. We don't feel it. Hareu pogei abishto. You're mamish hurting your wife. Lachein ikar avodah shel kinun. Habayis, the way to prepare for the house, l'shtalein b'maylus u'b'midus sh'ben adam l'chavero, is to really work on the concept of ben adam l'chavero, and then you'll be good. And then he ends off with the famous thing, Yisrael Salanter says, what did Yisrael Salanter say? It's easier to finish gan shas than one midah. I've seen it with many people who finish shas, and the midah still got to work on. I used to say, no way, you're finishing shas, is not so hard. There's going to be a siyum hashas next year, January 1st. We're all going to be there, Mirtz Hashem. And there'll be plenty of people there who never fixed the midah in their lives. The hardest thing to do in this world is to fix the midah. It's very, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people here tonight, but it's very complimentary that you're spending on a late Thursday night to come out to work on this very, very important task of Shalom Bayis. So Mirtz Hashem, b'schus that, Hashem will help us with our midah.